Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And we're bringing you the power of will. And in this piece, I'm going to be very quick and very simple. I think the power of will is one of the most important things you can do in the magical and physical world. In fact, if you're talking about authority and most likely power in the world, you're talking about the will. The will is not just a power, but the power that all exists. How did God create the world, if you're a follower of some text, with will? How did the universe came in, if you're a Wiccan? The goddess created it with her will. How does anything that we see happen? It's through the power of our will. So it is our innate ability, which we call willpower, is actually a divine power, a power that increases when we recognize its potential and proves itself to be the biggest miracle of life. Giant Khan, founder of the Sufi movement. I think that's a very interesting statement. It's not just a power, but all the power that exists. And in this moment, it is one of those moments where it is. It is in the writings of Crowley, I will. I am who I am. Will is a central act that we have. It is what puts energy into the universe, and we all have a will. Now, how far does this will go? That's the hard part. So, and what can it do? Well, I love talking about imagination, and you know I've talked a lot about magic, imagination, a lot, how it is an innate skill. It is not some sort of fantasy machine, but literally a way for us to form our thoughts and do our actions and really create something pretty amazing. But once we imagine it, once we put our activities imagined, there's this power of will that is behind it. The will to actually allow this to happen, your mind fade off. But more importantly, once you see it, once you begin to define it, you need will to continue it. That's right. The will then says, I will make this so. And once you release the will, there's all sorts of other things that can happen. You can start to take action. And depending on how well trained you are in it, you think to a certain degree, or you think deeper, and you get more automatic, you get more everything. I cook. There are times when I'm cooking, I just don't think about it. Once I make decide the dish and everything else, I just can fall into it and do all the parts. People who jog, once they make the act of will, I am going to jog, and they even set their mileage and say, oh, I'm going to jog there, fall into a meditative trance once they do it. So will does not have to be continuously maintained once the decision is made. So it is only time that will is important is when you want to change direction, when you want to do something more. Because most of our activities are very subconscious, very subconscious. And they're done out of habit and pattern, and our brain doesn't even touch our inner thoughts when they're doing things. When you drive, you're not really thinking about driving. Getting into the car is the will, but once you get in there to carry out the will, you fall into automated patterns. So will is what makes us decide to do something. And once we do it, we often let it subside to the background, and we carry out our actions often through memory, through rote, without thinking about them. Will has to become a solid thought to be a good thought. That you must will yourself to do it. You must think about it. You must give yourself to allow that thought to be created. All too often when you're in habits and distraction, you can't form the thought that will help the will. And I hear all of you pot smokers out there going, well, people could pass me a joint and I will take a hit off of it. Yeah, that's true. And that is an active gesture on your part. Most of it when you first start, but as it goes around the circle in other ways, you know what happens. It becomes no longer a thought, but a habit. Your first hit, that's an act of will. The habits that follow it, habit and pleasure, unless there is a real intensity to make it thoughtful, to make it that each act is an act of will. And that, people are like, oh, what are you talking about, pot and all that? Because it's one of those actions that blunt your will. It will stop you. It makes you feel good. It'll start shutting down parts of your brain where you can make a will an action. So anyone who's become a good song piece, I've been really listening to Cloud the Rapper stuff lately, and I've been seeing Ebony's. Shame on me, Ebony. I got to figure out how to remember exactly how ELN, that's it. ELN, there she is, putting material out. And I've been listening to some great stuff from John Anastasio. All of it around faith practices and my faith practices, particularly magic and witchcraft and Wicca, the witchy thing, Karelian family. There's a lot of this music. And every one of those pieces is an act of defined will. They had to want to create it. They had to will themselves to create it. They had to will themselves to write it. They had to let their imaginations run. They had to decide the music, the will of the music. All of it is an act of will. And when it comes to creation, it becomes this powerful thing. Now, once it is created, it can take a life of its own. People can play it. They can practice it. Even the writers and everything else will do it over and over again. But that moment of creation is an act of will. An act of will will bring about a creation if you allow it to. That's right. The act of will is the beginning of creation. You can't create anything if you have no will. I want to be a metaverse creator. After that, you know, which has become this very powerful thing. You have to will yourself to take the lessons and the classes. Literally everything you do has that moment. And once you put it into action, the question is then it becomes a process. And how much do you subject to the process? And the process can sometimes take us away from our spirituality. It can take us away from our life, or they can add to it and just do it. So you have to become, you have to will yourself to become something, anything. And unless you do that, it's just not possible. So I count on that every day. I really do. I talk about magic. I have to will you, I have to give you an opportunity to will yourself into creating magic. You have to take that. That's the first thing of a spell. You have to will it. And then, you have to want to do it. And, of course, then the imagination to craft it, the visualization to perfect it, the very physical acts that you do to increase the power of your will. We believe deep down, the stronger the will, the more likely you take control of your environment. If you're really weak-willed and you just let everybody else do everything for you, or you do let everybody do things to you, or you just don't fight back or anything else, then you live in a space where you have very little control. Now, if you will something that can't happen, say you go to the top of the roof and he says, I will fly, and you jump off, gravity still seems to win. You have not been able to function strong enough and bring the universe to subjugation to allow yourself to jump off a building and fly. Do not do this. If you have that desire to fly off the top of your roof, as human did, and you jump and you fall and you die, it ends it, right? But you still have the act of will jumping. So what if you could use your imagination and the act of will? The act of will, I want to fly off this roof. And the imagination that you can create something like hang glider. Long time to get to hang gliders. It was a very long process. But you could get on your roof and possibly jump off with a hang glider or off a cliff where you would have felt, and then your will allows you to do so because you still have to push yourself off. You have to put all of your will and faith into that wing and push off. And a tremendous number of people died in perfecting that. But that will to fly carried them. And today, you can have the will to fly and get a hang glider and go flying, or get in the back of a plane and fly. There's, you know, jet and fly. Flying is possible because people wanted to fly. They had the will to fly. They had the will to escape the barriers, things just simply walking, riding, driving on the ground. They found a way to defy gravity, and they flew. And today we're flying, and soon we flew to the moon, and we're going to fly back to the moon. We fly to the space station. And this is all because we had an act of will to fly. So when people say, well, magic is impossible, I said flying was impossible until it was not. Our whole world is built on the power of the will of individuals and the will of collective groups. The vision that you have to create something, you must put in the will. And once you have the will to create something, you find solutions. The universe answers to you. And how much time and energy you have to put into that will, how big is your project? A big project means you have to express your will several times a day to get going. And that can be exhausting. But, you know, but once you practice it and do it, you can get there. So the power of will in magic is to bring your mind to say nothing else is possible. Nothing else should be happening. I want this thing to happen so much. And the idea and the expression of energy in the universe, and we're now hearing it with the observatories, and Dave Thomas gave me a great article the other day, which says information might be the fifth form of matter, that information itself is built into the universe. So when you put your will into it, you're grabbing that information and you're making it occur. You're demanding that it occurs. You're talking to the gods. You're talking to the goddess. You're talking to the spirits. You're talking to all forms of energy. When you have the crystal web, which is one of my favorite, calling up the crystal web, the energy of the crystal web, you're calling that energy. And you're saying, universe, I have the will to create this. And a person with a demand, a person that has a passion, is greater than 99 who only have an interest. It is not the individual who sits back and says, I will something, and stands back to watch the universe move. No, that doesn't work. He says, I will, and you keep pouring your energy into that I will. And then you listen to your imagination. You listen to the spirits. You listen to the voices within, and you act. But without will, nothing happens. So when you cast that magic spell, you're willing it. You're bringing it into engagement. You're bringing it into being strong. And then you release that will into the universe. And the universe is information. The universe is a living God. The universe is consciousness. The universe is magic. The universe grants the observer a stronger position, and you just do it. Will wins when it's backed by action. And so with that, until next month with Elder Talk, I hope that you will continue. Listen to Most Reverend Don and Most Reverend Stephanie as they bring in their parts. There's three parts to this. And you want to know something else? I want you to will yourself a good day. I want you to will yourself a joy. I want you to will yourself a smile. But most important, I want you to come back. I will do be back because I want you to return to what we're saying to you. Join us at witchworld.com, me on Pagan World and edpagan.com. And so with that thought, remember, you underestimate what you can do in a decade. Heck, you're not even really sure what you can do in a day if you really tried. Why don't you go out, will yourself a good day, and be back next time with Elder Talk on the Pagans Tonight Radio Network, pagansonight.com.